Please enjoy your prescribed fiction experience.
Hi, I'm Phil.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And welcome to Organised Fun, the board game podcast, where this week we've got the next chapter in our Teens in Space adventure. As usual, business first. So I've just got the results. So based on what John was saying last week about the, you know, the ding-dong making him think of a doorbell, I put a poll up just, you know, do people think it's a doorbell or a tannoy? 100%... Oh God, I'll do that again. 100% of people voted tannoy. So, sorry, John, it's not a doorbell.
I would have said tannoy, but now doorbell has been mentioned. I can't unhear doorbell now.
Oh, no.
But I suppose the difference between the tannoy and the doorbell is you don't usually get like an announcement after a doorbell.
No, that's true. Imagine if you did. Ding dong, there is someone at your door.
You don't really get many tannoys nowadays anyway, do you?
I don't know. You get them at like train stations and, I don't know, the airport. Maybe.
There's no ding-dong.
No, that's true.
They just say it.
They just start talking. Rude. Anyway, there you go. Tannoy. We just played Volfurion again, didn't we?
I don't know. It's weird, that one, because we played it a few times. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. This is a don't. I don't know why.
Is it because you lost?
Well, it just really, seems a little complicated. Really badly. Sometimes it's really easy, and sometimes it's really complicated. I don't know. It completely changes every time. It was a win, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I really like it. And not just because I win.
You always win. I don't know. It's just, it's deck building, but it's the most complicated deck building I think I've played.
I think it's all right. But anyway, there you go. That is where we are at. So, without any further ado, I give you Teens in Space, Chapter 6, Directionless. Enjoy.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Previously on Teens in Space.
Earlier today, Fraxia Delta launched an all-out assault on the neighbouring human Colony 4. The humans were rapidly subdued, with the Fraxis declaring the planet the new territory of Fraxia Quintus. Aquaria has declared a state of national emergency as the pollution levels in their waters reach a record high.
Arbles looks at you for a minute, Neutron, and sort of squints. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, no, probably not.
Oh, Nick, my old friend. You wouldn't betray us, right? Fraxians, they are all about war. They would use people like you. You don't want to be a Fraxian tool.
Have you taken your serum, or do you need one now?
Don't worry about that now. Trust me, I'm fine.
I know you. You're Mr. Fluffykins. Did they tell you where you came from? Did they tell you who delivered you to Fraxia Beta to be my birthday present? It was them, you foolish pup.
Is that true?
We didn't know you were in the crate. We wouldn't have brought you if we'd known that you were in the crate.
Uncle Jack?
Hey, I was gonna tell you when we were on the ship, but yes, we did deliver you there. We realized that we messed up.
You told me that I was part of the crew. You told me I was one of you, but I'm really here because of you. You can never condensate me for this. And then he runs off into the trees.
I don't care about getting shot or anything. I'm running after him.
Screw Shania. I mean, we can just run away from her. We'll just keep running, but we can't leave Lisan behind.
So we all have like a communicator. Does Lisan have one?
Lisan has one.
So we can track him.
And I'm gonna just sort of maybe chuck a rope over the pod bay doors and shout, guys, get on!
Can I climb the rope and come on your ship?
If you promise not to kill us.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right, then.
You chuck the communicator. Shania Lasto looks at you in utter disgust. And she's like, ah, you know I'm just gonna keep following you and keep chasing you because you refuse to kill me. I'll get you next time, Argonaut! She jumps into the fire just as she gets beamed back up to her ship, the Vengeance.
Lisan, I know that we did you wrong, and there's no way that we can compensate you properly for that. There's nothing I can say that'll make it right for you, but if you want, I can tell you something. I'll tell you my biggest secret that if anybody ever found out, I would be in deep doo-doo. And I will tell you, and you can tell whoever you want, but I would hope that you wouldn't tell anybody. Because, kid, I am quite fond of you. I just want the best for you, okay? And if that means that you out me and that you get me kidnapped and that I'm just, you know, trapped wherever, whatever happens to me, it doesn't matter as long as you're okay.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay, come get me. I'll activate the tracker.
You're getting closer to Lisan's signal. You notice that it's stopped. You look down on the floor amongst the pine needles. You find Lisan's communicator, 32 credits, and a slightly battered copy of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Fabian List here, reporting for GalaxyNet. It's another dark day in space, as reports have come in of a vicious attack on Nestes. The avians have apparently been beset by creatures unlike any ever seen before. Casualty numbers are unconfirmed, and the attack seems to be over, but who knows when and where they could strike again. That's it for now, but don't forget, anytime you want to remind yourself of the latest stories or plot points that you may have missed, just log on to GalaxyNet 24/7. This is Fabian List, signing off. It's been 6 hours since you lost Lisan, and the Argonaut is cruising through the White Sector on the way from Colony 9. What's the general mood on the ship?
Not great.
I'm definitely pissy.
Are you taking that out on the crew, or is there some kind of, like, task? Are you, like, really cleaning something?
Yeah. I think that I'm doing, like, super minuscule things, and then if anybody tries to talk to me, it's very short answers. Just like, yeah, I'll get to that. Yeah, it's fine.
There you go. I'm just going to ask each of you, what did you each try? Like, obviously, you have not found Lisan. It was unsuccessful. But before you left Colony 9, what's one thing that you tried to try and track him down or find him, and why didn't it work?
So I had the ship at that point, so I was kind of flying it low as much as I could through the trees, sort of calling him over our, whatever the space equivalent of a loudspeaker is, like a...
Space speaker, I think it's called.
Just sort of calling out and sort of having a look out. I had the scanners on looking for signs of life among the trees.
I spoke to Selby in the... Was it Selby? In the,
yes.
The shop, yeah.
In the shop.
Inconclusive.
I went to ask the guy at the food truck and then accidentally ordered more food.
Did it have the same effect?
Similar, yeah.
So you got another cloche?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that I went to the guy that we delivered mail to, and Lisan broke the window by throwing the letter through. And so I was like, maybe he's getting revenge. Maybe he is after him. And so I, like, questioned him pretty aggressively. And then I also questioned a couple other people, but that was the most notable one.
Turns out no one has seen him. No one's got any evidence of where your little fox pup has gone. My next question is, what have you done with Arbles? Because he was injured, wasn't he? He got shot.
Oh, that's his name. Ah, yeah. Yeah, he's in the med bay.
Yeah, is he all fixed?
Is this the Minotan?
Yes,
Minotan. He's kind of, yeah, he's doing all
right. We agreed to, right? We agreed to fix him? We agreed we were going to not kill him.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you agreed to take him with you.
Doesn't he have a ship? How'd he get to the planet?
That was never disclosed.
Taxied over there?
Yeah.
He was clinging to the underside of our ship the whole time.
There you go.
That's why we haven't got as much food as we thought.
As you wander around the ship, you remember Lisan's words about condensation. He particularly said that Merlin and Jack, he owed you some condensation. So I'm just going to ask you two, what of yours have you discovered that he's broken?
He's broken my little model of the first ship that I learned how to fly.
Awkward. And Jack, what's your broken
massively, like a wing's broken off.
Cool.
I think that he tried to break some of my tools, but really now it's just like my toolbox and cleaning supplies and all of that stuff is now just like kind of scattered around. He did break a plunger, but just the handle of it. So I'm like, I could probably still make that work.
And you know, I hate plungers.
Yeah. It's well known.
Well, finally, you arrive at the space bar, dejected, miserable, etc. But just as you're leaving, the computer pings.
I know this is a bad time, fools, but if you keep that Monodon around, you're still not gonna have enough food. Sorry, fools.
As you step down the ramp, an avian flaps over to you.
I'd like her. Oh, you're not Glikas. Sorry, I thought this was a burger van.
Then she glides off awkwardly as you survey your options. So we're back at the space bar. You've got the job board to earn some credits, the bounty board to earn favor with the law, the shop, the notice board, the tech stop where old Jim can give you ship upgrades, or there's the newly installed GalaxyNet 24/7 to catch up on the news.
Well, we need to get the, was it an extra greenhouses thing for food? Because didn't we buy an upgrade point or something so that we can do that for keeping Lisan around. Yeah, we've been paid for our job. I thought we, because we delivered the mail, I thought we then bought enough improvement points to do it while we were in the shop.
You got paid, yeah, you definitely got paid for the delivering the letters.
Yeah.
But the shop, Selby's Supplies. Oh yeah, she was selling IPs for 450 credits each.
I think I bought it for a pine cone.
I was going to say, wasn't there a pine cone exchange kind of?
Yeah.
It was like a pine cone and some change maybe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was definitely a pine cone discussion. Pine cone.
Yeah, I think we did get something.
Cool.
Remember we talked really about it and I thought we'd agreed to do it.
Yeah, I got it for 100 credits. And a pine cone.
Nice.
Where would we need to go to?
Old Jim at the tech stop there. He can do that for you.
Oh, okay. Jim.
Remember, isn't he the oldest? The oldest
mechanic, lives in the basement.
Yeah.
Or works in the basement of it.
He does. And he's a subterran. Yeah, he's the engineer at the space bar. He's the oldest engineer in the galaxy.
Apparently not an appropriate child myself.
No. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to him, that doesn't need to be a conversation if you want to just swap your improvement point for a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, I don't know. Would old Jim know anything about Lee San?
Oh, I've not heard anything down here. I don't get any news. I very rarely even have the lights on.
I have a question for Merlin. Are you a massive otter or a normal size otter?
Oh, we don't fat shame otters round here, love.
I'm big for an otter, but small for a person. I've written I'm 4'7".
Anyway, do you want a greenhouse?
Yes, please.
Do, 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 do. There you go, there's one greenhouse.
He hands you, like, just a flat little pack. You know, like a pop tent.
Put that anywhere you like in your ship.
You know, you get those flannels and then you water them.
It's like that.
Put that where you want it in your ship and it'll just pop right up and that'll be a greenhouse for you and then you can put, like, vegetables and that in it.
Does that mean I no longer have a minus one?
Why are you asking me? I don't know. You got a minus one, have you, love? Oh, that's disappointing, isn't it?
Okay, I'll ask again, God.
Hello.
Do I have a minus one?
Once the greenhouse is installed on the Argonaut, you will have enough food for you guys, plus two extra crew, should you need it.
Woo! That's good.
Cool, right. Well, it was almost as though we were... What were the options?
There was all the usual space bar situations. There's the job board, the bounty board, the shop, the notice board, the tech stop, or GalaxyNet 24/7.
It was almost like you wanted GalaxyNet 24/7 to be the choice, so that's got my vote.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Is it worth tooling up at the shop? Because we've only got one gun between us, right? And we've just been in a firefight again.
I know, but there was a whole thing about us not killing anyone.
True.
Yes, I think we need to decide whether we're killers or not.
I mean, we shot her in the leg, or tried to.
I think if we find out who killed her father...
Do you think she'll forgive us?
Well, we didn't do anything, so there's nothing to forgive.
True.
I think that, you know, they smuggled and traded live animon, you know, sentient beings. I don't think that's very cool. I don't think we need to worry about being on their good side. I know you guys are probably a little bit against killing people, killing beings, but Fraxians, as far as I'm concerned, especially these ones, they're on my shit list and I would happily murder them. But I do wonder, is it possible that maybe the Fraxian, what's her name?
Shanai.
I thought I had it. What is it?
Shanai Lasto.
Shanai. Maybe Shanai picked up, went and took Lee San. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Point. She beamed straight back onto her ship. That doesn't mean
so she can she just down beam again. Back down?
Yeah, maybe she can go back down again or pick him up.
No, didn't Neutron fuck up her teleporter? Transporter? No, what did we call it? Communiporter?
No.
I think she chucked it somewhere, didn't he?
And then she ran after it and got went back to the ship.
Yeah.
He threw it in the air, like, over the fire, and then she jumped right as it was, like, counting down. And so she had a choice between teleporting back to her ship or killing us. Well, killing you guys. I was gone.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
We filled you in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like Jack owes us an explanation for just having a debt and then somebody take us hostage at gunpoint and, you know, no warning, no little word in my ear, in my shell-like.
I mean, I kind of told Merlin that I owed somebody money and that it might come back to bite me in the butt.
You didn't say how it was going to come back and bite you in the bum. You just said, I might need some money.
To be fair, I didn't know how it would come back and bite me. So, or when exactly. I thought I had a little bit more time, but it apparently I don't.
Well, you know, moving forward, this does not happen again. I feel like we need a circle time or something.
Okay, deal.
I mean, we can do radio then shop.
Yes.
Or shop then radio. But we might as well see if there's any info out there.
Okay.
Would you believe there are GalaxyNet 24/7 screens located throughout the space bar? Currently, there are 4 headlines that are flashing up. Sorry, there are 5 headlines. News just in, there's 5 headlines. Just some reminders of what's going on in the galaxy. There is the Linda 32B Memorial Exhibition that's running on Linda 32. A strange hybrid corpse was found at the Hive. Fraxia Delta invaded Colony 4, making it Fraxia Quintus. Aquaria has declared a state of national emergency because the waters are getting polluted. And Nestes has just been attacked by strange hybrid creatures.
It's all kicking off.
It is all kicking off.
Wait, what was the last one? Somebody who was
Nestes
invaded?
Has been attacked by strange hybrid creatures.
That doesn't sound good.
Cool. Well, at some point, I want to go and check out Aquaria.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel that's not the most urgent.
I would be fine with that. It's kind of close to Colony 9, which is where we last saw.
Yeah, we can go to Aquaria.
What was it, Aquaria again?
They've declared a state of national emergency for polluted waters, and the Supreme Kraken has offered a massive monetary reward for anyone who can help.
Oh, okay. I feel like I would like to do that, Aquaria, because it would be helping people as well, like because the polluted waters would be a problem.
Yeah.
So it's like I feel like either taking out some rage or helping people, you know, one way or the other.
Where was the hybrid corpse found?
The corpse was found on Hive, but Nestes is also reported being attacked by strange hybrids.
That's not far from here at all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've just spent ages finding where Nestes is and I've lost it again.
Nestes near the center.
Right underneath the space bar in 46.
Okay, oh, so we've gone quite far. Okay, we're at the space bar. Okay, where is the Hive?
Hive is 14.
Okay, well, we're right next to Nestes then.
Yeah, should we go to Aquaria via Nestes?
Yeah. We need a solution to the water thing before we bother to go to Aquaria.
Okay.
That's true.
Where did the scientist people live? Was there a science planet or did I imagine that?
I think there's a particular science planet.
There was one that was looking for test subjects, so in my head that was science planet, but I can't remember where that was.
Who was looking for test subjects?
One of the things that we could earn money from was rocking up to... Who was it?
Oh, okay, hang on, let me check. Was that on the job board?
I think so.
I think you've spotted some subtle foreshadowing there.
Nah, the only jobs you've had, there was transport subterran settlers to Linda 32, deliver subterran ore to Mechanus, or research Zephyr.
That was it, and that was... Wasn't that turn up and let them do science on you or something?
Don't think so. I think it was just research the planet. Oh, did the reborn lady at the center on Colony 9, she was trying to test the conditions that brought the reborn back to life, right?
Yeah.
Also, I just don't know why we left the planet, because Lisan was last seen there. We assumed he is there. We're like halfway through a mystery with Onik, whatever his name is. Like, where is he? Why were they after him? What happened to his brother? Like, and then we're just like, oh, we'll tell you what, we'll hit the bar.
Well, because you've exhausted, like, Colony 9's a dead end. No sign of Lisan. It's, what do we do next?
Okay, right. Well, Nestes then. I'm going to go and help set up this greenhouse.
I would like, maybe before we leave the space bar, I could use one of my adversity tokens to use Troublemaker, which lets me, like, I have the contacts of ill
repute.
Yeah. Isn't that one, right? Troublemaker? From any nearby criminal network. Just to kind of keep an eye out for, like, Onik and Lisan.
Fair enough. Are you calling someone, or is it going to be a person that you meet?
You know what? Maybe we meet up in the bar.
Okay. You are going to meet. Let's find my list of species.
It's a fellow reptilian.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You can describe them. What kind of reptilian have we got?
Well, I don't know what kind of reptilian. It's female reptilian, older.
Yeah.
I can't remember age ranges, but definitely older. Definitely has like run with a lot of different crews and has a lot of connections. So it's like my connection is somebody who has a lot of connections.
Clever.
All right. What is a female reptilian going to sound like? Old female reptilian.
Yeah. What are reptilian names like? I can't. Do you have that?
You can say it. You can just make a name for her. Reptilians have obviously first and surnames. Some species don't, but reptilians do.
Oh, great. Grenda Sa. Grenda Sa.
Grenda Sa.
Yep.
Well, well, if it isn't Jack Sarian. What brings you to the space bar, Jack?
Oh, nothing good. I kind of hit a little bit of a wall looking and doing some jobs, and we lost a crewmate, so I was just hoping you could help.
Rough times, is it?
Yeah, it's rough times. And
how did they die, if you don't mind me asking?
Nope, didn't die. We just can't find them.
Oh, well, so what can I do for you?
Was hoping that, well, hopefully they're not dead. You know, maybe Onik Razor, he could be dead. It seems like somebody might be hunting him. It would be nice to find him before somebody who's hunting him finds him.
Onik Razor?
Yep, Colony 9.
There's a bounty out for him, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And is the bounty like dead or alive, or is it just like, is it alive?
Bounty is alive at the space bar.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. What's the reward for bringing them in alive?
I'm just checking. I'm just trying to remember.
You know what? Actually, that doesn't matter. Is there a way for me to see who posted the bounty?
Oh, there's lots of encoding on there. But for the bounty board, it's usually the lawmakers.
The lawmakers. Okay.
The space police, if you will.
Are they able to see who, or like, do we know why?
It doesn't say on the bounty board. You'd have to go to one of the law stations to find that out, I suppose. Or, if you don't mind waiting a few non-specific time units, I could get onto that for you, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe you could like hack into the system or something, or get some contacts that can find out why they're looking for Onik.
Yeah, I could do that. It'll cost you.
Of course, nothing is free. No. I know this. Come on, Grenda, how long have we known each other?
5 months,
exactly.
5 days. I saw you last week.
Feels like 5 minutes, huh?
Now, let me see. The reward for bringing in Onik Razor is almost 3,000 credits, 2,900. If I was to give you information that allows you to track him down, I'd want quite a considerable chunk of that reward money, I think. In advance, of course.
Okay, well, here's the problem with that, and I apologize, but I'm not looking to turn him in.
What are you looking for him then? For him? What are you looking for him for then?
Well, he might be connected to our shipmate that went missing, which is Lisanne. It's in Fox Anemon. Fox pup, really. It's a fox pup. So a child, you know?
He went missing, you say? You sure he didn't just run off following a balloon or something?
Yeah, pretty sure. He turned on his tracking so that we could come find him. He said, you know, come find me. And when I got there, his communicator was on the ground and we looked for him and couldn't find any signs of him.
Right. So let me get this straight. You want me to help you track down Onik Razor because he can help you find your fox pup?
Maybe. I'm lying about that. Jack is lying about that part. But yeah, I think he's just going to go with that. He said, for simplicity's sake, yes. Let's go with that.
What have you got yourself mixed up in? I don't know why my voice has suddenly got deeper. What have you got yourself mixed up in? There's a lot of people that would pay a good price for an Anemon. You're not into anything that dodgy, are you, Jack?
No, well, that's the problem, is that there's people who did buy him, traded him, and that's not right. So we're trying to make that right and get him kind of trained, give him a home, teach him a trade, take care of himself. And obviously we weren't doing a very good job. So the least we can do is get him back and maybe get him back home.
I've always said you're an honorable scoundrel, Jack.
Well, thanks. Grenda.
I tell you what, for no extra charge, I'll keep my eyes open for any sign of your little fox pup.
Okay, great.
How much money you got?
Here's the thing. Okay, pause and flashback, because we had our balls. Our balls. He was on the ship with us. Have I had a discussion with him about the debt I owe him? I probably would have while traveling.
Yeah. What terms did you reach?
I was thinking favors. Like, maybe it's a number of favors.
True. How many favors?
The debt. You did say 1,000 credits or a favor.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, one favor.
All right, then.
One large favor equal to 2,000 credits worth of money. So it's like, because the favor's got to be bigger than the money.
True.
So what are you telling me, Jack? You've got 2,000 credits on you right now, have you?
No. Sorry, that was a flashback. That was me talking to Arballs, working it out.
Then. Sorry.
Gosh, Grenda, stop invading my flashbacks.
I can't help it. You know we reptilians have got special flashback invasion powers.
I know. You got to use it for good. You got to refrain.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have 526 credits.
I'll take the 500.
Leaving me with 26. You know what? Great deal. Worth it.
Good maths there. Well done. Cha-ching!
She takes your 500 credits and she puts it in her little dress pocket.
Okay.
It's nice to see that, you know, in the future, dresses have pockets.
Of course. In the 21st century, they put pockets in all the dresses and now they all just have them.
Well, thanks, Grenda. You've got my contact info. Let me know as soon as you hear anything or find anything, get any leads.
Of course I will. I hope you find your little fox pup.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Yeah, I leave.
Cool.
All right. So now my business stuff is done. Did you guys want to buy anything before we left?
Can we have a look in the shop? I feel like there were armor-like things that might be useful or misuseful items because I have some credits burning.
Me too.
I will send you a picture of the shop. But as you get there, you notice that the shop has kind of upgraded itself. You know, the counter has got some silver trim and there's now like a neon light that says offers. And the shopkeeper has a nice shiny badge saying Offered Clunley, purveyor of fine space goods. I also can't remember his voice, so it may well be completely different. There's some new items as well on the list, but I will send you a picture of the shop list. It's coming in the WhatsApp now.
FYI, I found where I had written my improvement points.
Yeah.
It was in the section marked improvement points.
Oh, well played.
Yeah. Right. So I only had the one and I have crossed it out.
Excellent.
Basil Merlot. Pine cone. Is this the right shop? Or have you, do all shops now just sell pine cones?
I've heard they're very valuable across the galaxy.
Well, that's all right then.
So did we decide we were killy people?
I think we are not, but I might make an exception for Shania.
I think she just needs to be educated.
Shania.
Offred Clunley looks at you and is like, whoa, why are we discussing this here? I'm not looking for any trouble.
How much money you got? You got 516. You could get advanced armor, which is 5.
But with that being said, it's like self-defense, right? That is something that we probably have to do, especially where, you know, our line of work. And it's not about even if you have a sword, it's not like you have to use it to kill somebody, but it would help in a fight.
Did we get a work permit for the black sector? We only got one for the
white. Just got a white sector one.
Okay, where are we heading now? Okay, grey.
I didn't think we needed one for grey. I thought we just needed one for white and black.
True.
Yes.
And that's only if you're doing an official job. If you're just visiting Nesties, you don't need a work permit.
I would like to purchase some basic armor, please, Mr. Shopkeep.
Cha-ching.
I'm going to buy a laser blade.
Cha-ching.
Thanks.
I trust you can make the necessary deductions to your funds on your space character sheets.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't afford any types because I bought the improvement point.
Are you perchance just 26 credits away from buying them?
No, they're quite expensive.
Okay, well then I can't help you.
How much were tights?
750.
No, an egg.
I know.
They're flight tights.
So I have 319 credits. So I could either get some basic armor or I could get basic med kit. Like we could get a couple of them for minor injuries.
I've got some advanced med kits that I think I bought last time and haven't used yet.
Yeah, I think we all bought one and you stacked them up.
Yeah, I think we gave some to you.
What got bought? Someone bought a laser blade.
Yeah, that was me.
What else got bought?
I bought some basic armor.
You bought some basic armor. Lovely.
Can I also get some basic armor? Do I want to?
You can, of course.
Thank you.
Anyone interested in this Basil Merlot? It's new in. It's very sophisticated.
200 bucks.
What is it?
Quid. Oh, adds one to charm. Four uses.
All right.
I did look at that, but I have a D4 for charm, so I feel like it would be wasted on me.
Yes, me too. I'm going to add much to my D6.
All mine.
I mean, I have a D20, but that also just means I have a higher chance of, you know, getting higher anyway. And I don't have 200 credits, so I'm good.
I have 119. If you need or want anything, you can have. I don't think it's enough on its own, but between us.
That means if we combined ours, we'd have 135 credits.
Yeah, well, if somebody else.
Was there anything you were eyeing up?
No, I really want a weapon, but I'm going to resist because...
Because you've got a mop. And what else do you need?
I've got a mop and a broken plunger.
Sticking with the pointy end.
Yep, exactly. So, but I don't want to buy a weapon because you guys don't want to kill, and I'm trying to respect that. And I know that I'd be too tempted if I had one.
Excellent. I think, you know, you like to think you are the mentor teaching us all, and you are, but also I feel like you're going to learn from us.
We're going to teach each other.
I guess.
Where do I write down my new basic armor?
Backpack. That's where I've written mine.
Okay.
Space backpack.
Space backpack.
Cool. Right. Let's do it.
Any last things at the thing? You got the job board, the bounty board, or the notice board?
Well, let's have a look at the notice board before we go.
Send your picture. There's been a couple of additions to the notice board. There we go.
So we've got some live music soon. Beamer's book's been directly to you, and the stuff that was there before. Oh, Clodie's still in business.
Oh, good. I was worried about her.
What was it? Can we check the bounty board? Well, it's a bit Jack is not being forthcoming and has not told us anything about Onik Razor. But if somebody is targeting his friends, they might have put a bounty up for another of his friends. And he would know that, but I wouldn't.
Whose friends?
She's assuming that Onik is a friend of mine.
Why would she assume that?
Well, I wouldn't, because Jack has not told me.
But why would Bunty assume that?
Well, Jack is not going to turn Onik Razor in.
True.
And there was a secret message at the end of the last episode suggesting they knew each other.
Oh, was there?
I mean, I'm just putting the clues together. Friend might be an exaggeration, but acquaintance of some description.
Fair enough. Well, the bounty board still has the same three faces as last time. We've got the Subterran Frivo, Reborn Onik Razor, and the Esperon Innis.
Okay, well, I don't know any of them. Looks meaningfully at Jack. Any information?
Oh, what were the names? Sorry, I was looking at other information.
Sorry, hang on. There was Frivo, the Subterran, Onik Razor, obviously, and Innis, the Esperon.
I want to know why either Onik or his brother was not taking the serum.
That suggests one of them is not actually a reborn, because otherwise they'd be dead without it, right?
Yeah.
Where, can you just give me the information on where those other ones are? And yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Frivo is on Strata, and Innis is on Sionis.
Wait, sorry, what was the name in Innis?
Sionis. Galactic Coordinates 37.
And can we see, it would just be law enforcement, right? Same as Onik.
Yep.
Okay. How much are both of these worth? Frivo and Sionis.
Frivo's worth 2,000 and Innis is worth 2,400.
Oh. Oh, wait, is Innis the name and then Sionis the location?
Yeah.
Oh, I mixed those up. That's fine.
I mean, it's occurred to me that maybe psychics would be useful to help us find Lisa.
That's very true.
I don't know, if they're like actually psychic as opposed to fake psychic.
Fake psychic?
Yeah, like people that say they're psychic and actually are just cold reading you.
Change is coming your way.
Yeah. You will meet a stranger. Yeah,
at probably. Some point during the next year, you will eat food.
You will trip over a paving slab. At some point.
Yeah, Sionis could, like, going to Sionis, we could look for Innis there, or maybe Strata and look for Frivo. Maybe there's, like, a connection between these bounties. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it might be worth checking out.
I'm just thinking, yeah, if we go to Sionis, we could maybe, even if we don't find this person that we've got a bounty for, we could consult with another Esperon who might be able to help us find Lisan.
That is true. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe I feel like Strata seems like a better place to go for some reason. I don't know.
Strata? Where?
Yeah, Strata's just north of that. We could start at Strata and then go down. Like, we could go to the further one and then come back.
Who was at Strata and why has he changed his mind?
Frivo. But also, old Jim is from Strata. We could see if there's some work there. Something like that he needs done as well.
That would be the job board then, wouldn't it?
Well, we just talk to old Jim, I think. It'd be like, hey, we could head over to, we're going to head over to Strata. You need anything while we're there? Need to drop anything off? Okay. We don't have to. I'm just throwing this out there.
I just wonder why the sudden enthusiasm for Strata.
I don't know.
We're all just deeply suspicious of you. There's, you know, broken trust. I'm sorry.
We're far away from our original let's go to Aquaria plan.
Yes, we are.
True. Oh,
yeah. Nesties,
which... That was non-urgent. What about the Nesties? Nesters? I can't read it.
Well, that's nearest. We could go there, maybe, and then...
It's quick.
Yeah, I feel like there's some kind of hybrid attack. Is that right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I reckon we can sort that out.
Okay, are you decided? Are you going to Nesties?
We start on Nesties, and then...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Nesties is right here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's right next to us. We might as well go there.
Right. That's definitely what you're doing. Flying to Nesties.
Yep.
Excellent.
Can I spend another point to do another contact?
You can.
Well, I'll just like a little message to Grenda to add Frivo on that list to like just give me any updates if Frivo ends up getting found.
Pushing your luck here, Jack. It'll cost you extra next time I meet you.
How about I owe you one?
Just make sure that your mouth isn't cashing checks, that your wallet can't writing.
I'm really, really good with money. And you can ask anybody that you know. Clutie is a good reference.
I see. All right, then. All right, I'll keep an ear out for Frivo as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, I will shade off another greenhouse hexagon now that you've installed that.
Yay. All the food. Woo-hoo. So many snacks.
Yeah.
And you are going to fly to Nesties. Can somebody... Wait, where's Nesties? What sector is it in?
It's like straight below us.
Can somebody roll a d20 on the flying encounters table?
Go on, pilot.
13.
Your journey to Nesties is uneventful. You don't encounter any disastrous things.
Yay.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
That is. Yes, absolutely. Well done. Okay, you enter Nesties orbit, and the computer pings.
Attention, fools! Nesties is registering as an Anemon banned planet.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
You're gonna have to be careful, Merlin.
Okay, disguise time. Where's that big hat?
Well, is this well known, or is this a new development?
I think this is well known. I mean, like, each planet has its own sort of rules. Yeah, I guess. Not a new development.
Disguise time, then.
What are you disguising yourself as?
Not an Anemon, obviously.
I'm gonna go with... Oh, I could disguise myself as a Mechanon, as a robot person. I've got, you know, bits of metal.
I just imagine, like, a cardboard box. Like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, slightly more specific. I'm going to do it with metal boxes, because there's, like, a broken X-ray machine and stuff just to...
just lying around. Hey, half of that I used to make a medal, though.
What, the whole thing?
No, little, just the pretty bits.
Yeah, I'm going to try and disguise myself as I'm going to cover myself in sort of metal boxy things, metal crate-y boxy things, so I look like a robot.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. You land on Nesties. Nesties is full of... So imagine, like, a cloud, a gas planet, but, like, you know, because they're all birds, like, I'm going for, like, floating platforms and lots of, like, just hovering bits in the air where they live. There's no ground on Nesties. So you land just on one of the floating docking platforms.
Welcome to Nesties!
Hello, bird creature.
Can you test something to see if that works? Test your charm, please.
Oh.
Could maybe, like, Meredith maybe have helped with, like, constructing maybe a voice modulator or something beforehand? Is there...
I rolled a three.
You rolled a three?
On a d6, so, you know, half marks.
The avian just takes one look at you, and he can see your tail sticking out the back of your metal boxes, and he can see all your fur.
Anemon, not allowed, not welcome.
Please, I'll be good.
Hey, bud, why aren't Anemon allowed here?
Abominations, not natural.
Well, that's rude. We came to help.
You are welcome.
Well, I don't want to be here now.
Fuck off, then.
You can deal with your
own. Get back on your piece of ship and fuck off.
You know when you can just tell that somebody deserves all the mutant hybrid attackers they get?
Such a shame. This Anemon knows a lot about mutant hybrids, and I thought that they could help, but I mean, I guess if you don't want help with those hybrids, you guys have it. You guys must be able to handle this, right?
Of course Anemon knows about mutant hybrid attacks. It was most likely Anemon that attacked.
Hey.
So wouldn't it be good to have one on your side? Wouldn't it be good to get some intel from that side? You don't have to like them.
Don't encourage him into thinking we have a problem. There's nothing wrong with us.
Anemon, not welcome! Not welcome!
All right.
I'm going to storm onto the ship and just slam the door like I'm having a massive temper tantrum.
Oh, no! The rest of you! What brings you to Nestes? You mentioned these hybrid attacks.
Well, now I don't know if we want to help you. That was our specialist. That's how we were going to help you. And now we can't, because she won't be able to see with her own eyes. She won't be able to touch it, smell it. There's a lot of enhanced senses there, and I think you really screwed up there. Is there somebody we can talk to maybe get permission for this one Anemon?
Wait here. I will call the current authority of the area. The name of which escapes me momentarily.
He scratches a line with his taloned foot.
You don't cross this line.
And then he flaps up to the top of the tower where his, like, you know, control tower thing is.
Is it like, is Nestes, it's like the planet, like the government, do they need help with the hybrids, or is it something, is it more independent than that?
Just the main, like, one of the main settlements got attacked by these hybrid creatures. It was just announced on the news. They haven't said they require help. It's just news.
Oh, okay. Wait, was there a reward?
No, that was Aquaria.
Oh, boy.
He's trying to help. And if somebody's taken Lisan, it's somebody interested in Anemon. So it seemed like it might be.
Whilst you're discussing, an older looking avian man flaps down from the control tower.
Is he kind of fit?
Yes, he's the George Clooney of avians.
Knew it.
His feathers have got a silvery tint, and his beak, if possible, is very square-jawed.
Very shiny and regal.
Yes.
God, I'm sorry, but we are not able to change avian laws just for you.
I mean, it's not just for you, it's for your people. I don't think that you want this hybrid problem getting out of hand.
The attack is over. What help is it you think you can give us?
You think that... Oh, okay, so you think it's over. Like, there's no possible way that there's any more of these hybrids out there.
And what makes you think they would attack Nestes again? What do you know, Reptilian? What secrets do you hold?
That's why they're secret, is I can't tell you.
You are acting very suspicious. Perhaps you should leave my planet.
All right, good luck with the next attack.
I would hate for blame to be placed on you.
Oh, yeah, I just give a little wave and say, all right, good luck with the next attack. Bye.
No feathers off my back.
Flies back up to the tower.
Unless somebody else wants to jump in there or...
No, if our charmer can't do it, I think we should flounce off.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you guys want to do now? Hey, do you guys want to go to the... Do you want to go to Strata?
What's on Strata?
Just like, you know, that Freevo. We could get 2,000 credits.
No, it's a long way away.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Come on, I was expecting you to very much convince me. Like, Nat 20, baby. And I'm like, oh yeah, let's go to Strata. Like, I've got a really good idea. I thought of it all myself. Why don't we go to Strata?
You know who would be able to solve the Aquaria problem? Underground people, they have to be able to filter their air, deal with dirt all the time and make it cleaner. That seems like a place that could totally help us with the Aquaria problem.
What are you not telling us?
All right, you guys, I can't explain it, but I feel like Freevo might be related or in some way tied to Onik. It's just like a feeling I got, like when I met Onik, I had a feeling that I knew him in a way, and I feel like I know Freevo in a way. I should have been honest. I'm a little pissed because we're missing Lysanne, and you guys didn't kill the Fraxian, so I'm a little annoyed at that.
So have you worked with these guys before? Have you been on a crew with them?
I've never actually met them. I just feel like I know them. The same way, okay. I feel like I knew Onik.
Well, how did you feel like you knew him?
It's like a little buzz, just a little buzz in my body, in my gut, in my heart, my brain.
What is it, magic?
I don't know. I don't think I'm magical or anything.
Oh, Neutron, you definitely need to scan him.
Yeah, acting weird. Doesn't seem normal.
You've scanned me before. You healed me the other day the other week when that thing blew up, the X-ray machine.
This is true. I still think there's something we don't know.
At this point, Arbles appears from the sick bay.
Oh, shit. I thought we dropped you off.
You didn't say you dropped me off.
Yeah, you're right.
I've just been sitting here the whole time. Neutron said he'd come back to check on me, and then he didn't.
Aww. Oh, you. Yeah, hi.
Anyway, if I might add a suggestion, whilst I'm thrilled about coming to Nestes for no apparent reason, if you're interested in the mutant hybrids, the Hive also found a mutant hybrid body on there, didn't they?
Yes. I think we should go there.
And if you'll pardon me saying so, Neutron, you look a bit hivey.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'd take offense if that were possible, but you are correct. I am part Hive.
Good job. It's not possible then.
Was that a burn?
Have I noticed to liver burn?
The ability to burn someone would imply the ability to wish to hurt them, and I don't feel that at all.
Being mean.
Classic Melotan banter.
We need to make this up what banter is.
Yeah, I got you good, huh?
Just happened.
My one kind of question there is that Neutron, you guys are like communicate with each other, and there's kind of like a Hive leader. Will you be able to like maintain your independence?
Thinking that I should be able to psychically talk with other Hive members, so
that would save us flying all the way over there.
It would save us flying all the way over, just to get an idea of what's going on.
Oh, can you do it from distance?
Yeah, that's the Hive mind.
Well, we can lay you down. Some incense, you know, relax you.
See, that is important because I'm only part Hive, so I can't choose who I talk to. I need to try really hard and might still just get through to like a 4-year-old little Hive toddler.
Don't give the GM idea.
So you just keep getting somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Talk to random people.
There aren't very many half Hive, half Manotans on Severus. There's only a couple that I can think of. One of them is quite important.
Well, there you go. Nothing important about me.
Oh, another zinger.
Oh.
Right, I'm going to try the Arbles. I think you should go back to the med bay. You probably still need to recuperate.
Is that your professional medical opinion?
More secrets coming out. Is Neutron actually important?
No. Why would I be important? Why would I be on an old fast food ship if I was important?
Well, Jack's keeping secrets. And now you're keeping secrets. I don't like this.
That makes us question what secrets you might have.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'm just looking at my sheet, and I don't think I have any. I don't think I have any good secrets.
It stands to reason then that no character would be 100% truthful.
Have I forgotten that I've got a secret?
Maybe it's a ploy by Neutron to deflect attention off himself.
Yeah, that definitely
is. Good point.
Maybe.
Arbols, you really need to get back to the med bay.
Yeah, Arbols, you.
Traxarian, you didn't even tell them about the debt that you owed me.
I told Merlin, and you came early.
And what's Merlin hiding? Secretly, she's got a baby that she's not told anyone about.
I don't think there's any secret about this. You can all hear her.
Liz, I thought that maybe was just some bizarre kind of radio.
Maybe as a crew, we should agree to respect each other's secrets, because we probably, you know, they're probably secret for a reason. And
but what if it's dangerous? Because you've kept a secret that was dangerous to us. Arbol's just turned up with a gun. He could have shot
you. I did. I'm just going to go back to the med bay now. I think my work here is done.
Arbol's, you suck.
Wait, the only secret I have is that I have a favourite shell, and everyone knows it.
When I'm having a boiled sweet or a lollipop.
Arbol's, go.
There are lollipops.
All right, then. The Manotan lollipops are some of the finest in the galaxy, actually.
He's not wrong.
I will go and help.
I didn't say I had any with me. You've jumped to a conclusion there, and it's incorrect.
Well, you suck.
I do.
It's unanimous.
You mentioned.
Should we just, like, drop him off at Nesty's?
Just leave him here.
Aren't we already at Nesty's?
Yeah, like, do you want to go investigate this hybrid thing?
I don't have any particular feelings about the hybrids.
All right.
It's not like they've attacked Severus, and even if they did, I wouldn't have any particular feelings about that either.
Illogical.
Why?
Severus, where you're from?
Yes.
And if hybrid creatures attacked that wouldn't pose a problem to you?
I didn't say it wouldn't pose a problem. I just said I wouldn't feel any particular way about it.
Okay, but isn't it illogical to have a problem and not feel that you need to solve it?
I don't like this line of questioning.
Oh, there we go. Finally. Thank you. Meredith, yeah, you rock.
That fishwife has confused me. I'll be waiting in the medical bay. Maybe you can finally take these stitches out at some point. They are starting to fester somewhat.
That's normal.
Bubbles. So the hive.
I'm paranoid now. Did we check Neutron's medical qualifications? Has he just been using spaghetti to stitch everyone together? It's like, oh yeah, the stitches just rot naturally. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. They dissolve. It's fine.
Yeah, Neutron, do you want to try and psychically connect? Because we don't have access to the, what is that called? Is it called the black space?
Well, we can go there, we just can't work there.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
We can be tourism, we just don't have work visa.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll try and talk to someone at the Hive.
Kay.
Hive homeworld. Or, well, they might not. I mean, I'm not on the Hive homeworld. They might not be.
Are you attempting to make a Hive connection?
I am indeed.
Okay, test your grit.
Oh, yeah, okay. 11.
Ooh, that's very good. You concentrate very, very hard and you get through to the exact sort of general type of person that you are aiming to contact.
I've got in touch with Hive Constituent number 37. Right, number's way too small, right? Hive Constituent number 4,386,412, and they are a runner on the Hive News team, Hive World News team.
Okay.
They're not super useful, but they kind of have a general gist of what's going on.
Okay, trying to speak.
Who is this?
You won't know me, I'm just some part Hive, part Monoton dude. Just wondering what's going on over at the Hive homeworld.
We have discovered a strange corpse.
Strange corpse? What kind of strange corpse?
Maybe some sort of animal, but not an animal in any like discovered before.
How can it be an animal if it's not an animal that you recognise?
You should know, animal, not natural, artificially created. Any creature, possible.
Sure, but okay. So, there's no record of what what hybrid creature it is?
If you had to give it a name, bear pig dog.
Unicorn.
Bear pig dog. Wolf unicorn.
Okay, wait, when and where did it appear?
Washed up on the shores of High Beach.
Huh. What are the authorities doing about it?
Has been taken science division for tests.
Okay, right, I'm going to relay this to the rest of the crew. Obviously, they just see me sat there just going...
Before you do that, can you roll a d20? Because your flaw is that the connection with the Hive can sometimes overwhelm you.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. Yeah, 10.
You are fine this time round.
Phew. I'm just going to put this Hive person on hold. It's his music playing.
I have a slightly tangential question. What exactly is wrong with my home planet?
The waters are reaching critical pollution levels.
Okay, it's just you said they washed up on shore, and I wondered if there was a water contamination crossover. Like, they were using my home planet to create them, or the pollution was doing it or something. I don't know.
Very
Who
possible.
Knows?
Do we think it's worth going to the Hive world?
Are we going to get to see anything? Like, the creature?
No. If they've taken it for testing, we'd have to, like, I don't know, try and blag our way into the labs or whatever.
It just washed up on the shore. Has someone tried to investigate the water then, where it actually came from?
I will ask the Hive. Excuse me, good sir. Hive man.
Yes.
Is the fact that this corpse washed up on a beach circumstantial, or is there some relation to the water? Are you having problems with polluted water?
Water, Hive water quality proves to be 100%.
No contamination detected.
Gotta relay that. No contamination, he says.
Okay. I still don't know how it got in the water.
No.
It's not an aquatic
this ever happened
selection
before?
Of animals either, is it?
So far, only one corpse discovered.
Okay, were there any, like, ships in or out in the period just before this was discovered?
Is there any suspects, any suspicious boat activity?
No suspicious boat activity reported. We suspect Anemon insurgents.
What do you mean by Anemon insurgents?
Anemon banned on the hive. Suspect Anemon attack as some sort of petty vengeance.
Okay, relay that to everyone else.
Almost like there's a mystery that I'm not clever enough to solve.
Probably don't have all the info for it.
I feel like it's not worth going there at the moment.
No. If they've taken it for testing, we're not going to be able to get in and find anything about it. We'd surely have more luck with you managing to communicate with one of the science team.
What is interest in Corpse Case?
Lots of things. Mainly, we're trying to get intel on an Anemon that has gone missing.
Missing Anemon, no concern of the hive.
Well, it's of my concern, and I am one with the hive, or at least half with the hive. So my concern is your concern.
Suppose.
Although I am also half Monotan, so I don't know if I can be concerned.
This is a contradiction.
Academic interest.
Best I can do is transmit picture of a creature.
That would be very helpful.
Might take a while till at least next episode when I have drawn it for you.
What happens is you sort of mentally transmit the picture to me and I've got to draw it out. This is crude bear pig hybrid, whatever.
Bear pig, wolf, unicorn.
Okay, thank you very much. That's been very
helpful. Okay, bye.
Bye.
What's the plan, team?
I mean, we're still by Nesties at this point, right?
Yeah. We'll say that you're in Nesties orbit. You're not just obstinately staying on the landing platform after they've told you to go away.
Where is Aquaria?
49.
Off to the right.
Oh, yeah. Which one that
for? I mean, maybe we go to Aquaria and it's not necessarily about a technology thing. Maybe it's something is causing the pollution there and we can... Yeah. Help take care of that something.
Yeah.
Go back to the original plan, and it is your planet, Meredith, you know? Maybe that's of some concern to you.
Okay, yeah. We're going to go to Aquaria.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, like, unless you guys want to go to, like, Strata or something, you know?
Maybe I have that secret family there that nobody knows about.
Not even you.
Exactly. So secret.
Yeah, we're good. Let's go to Aquaria then.
Okay, can someone roll the flight encounter dice again? D20, please.
14.
Again, it's another uneventful trip. So, you get into Aquarian orbit. Meredith, as it's your home planet, would you like to describe Aquaria for us?
Yes. So, mostly water, like 80%. The land has lots of rivers. Everything is, instead of connected by roads, it's connected by rivers. So you can go on the land. There's like landing places for the spaceships and trade and anything that needs to be done, you know, on air, like manufacturing or certain types of farming, that's done on the land, accessed by river. But, you know, there are different types of water as well. You know, you've got your fresh water bit and your seawater bit and your cold water and you're running out of water, hot water, sort of tropical, corally water.
Excellent. And what do you, like, when you land, what does the water look like with all the pollution? What's the situation?
Murkier than usual.
Good. There you go. As you get down, a Aquarian water, the equivalent of the horrible avian dockmaster, but the Aquarian version of that, comes up. Hello, welcome to Aquaria. Are you here to help with the pollution?
Yes.
Good. Since the broadcast was put out on the GalaxyNet, lots of people have come to give their aid. We just hope something can happen before the water gets too polluted to sustain our life. Also, hello, Meredith. Welcome home.
Hello.
You know him?
Yeah, that's great Uncle Henry.
Just been working these docks for the last 40 years.
Nothing hey. He doesn't know about these docks.
I'm Jack. Nice to meet you. Hold out a hand.
He shakes your hand.
I'm not talking to him at the moment.
Awkward.
And who are your other friends?
Merlin.
This is Merlin, and this is Neutron. Merlin is our pilot, best pilot in the galaxy.
Aw, thanks.
Can you roll, Merlin, your Anemon acceptance dice?
Yep.
4. I'm good.
You are good.
I'm allowed.
Welcome, Anamon like friend.
Perfect planet for you and me to have like a little splash around.
Oh,
although I wouldn't recommend it right now. That water stinks of shit.
Do you have any idea what it is? Is it shit? Is that the problem?
Funny you should mention that. Just before you got here, a renowned Esperon scientist came and took some water samples.
Are they still here?
Sadly not. They've taken the samples back to their lab on Sionis.
I see. So what have you... Not that I'm an expert being a pilot, but what have you tried so far?
We've tried everything we can think of. Filtering the water. It lasts for a couple of days, but then the water just clogs up again.
Any idea where it's coming from? Is there somewhere it seems to be starting?
No. Just one minute it's fine, and then the next minute it's all dark and polluted and stinks of shit.
Across the whole planet?
Across the whole planet.
Oh, that's unusual. No variation, like, for depth or anything?
Nope. It's as if whatever's happening is just permeating the water all at once. Like, I don't know. I'm no scientist, as you know, Meredith. I'm just a simple landing dock worker, but it's almost as if it's affecting every molecule of the water all at once.
Felt like that was a clue that I'm too thick to pick up on.
Maybe you should team up with the scientist Endar and see what he's found out. He is a Esperon from Sionis.
Almost like Merlin's original plan of going to the psychics would have helped. Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Note to self, just trust Merlin.
While we're here, is there anyone you want to see, Meredith? Like family? I'd hate for us to come all this way and you not get a chance to see anyone.
I don't know if I have a family.
Don't you have a sister? I thought your sister gave you a shell or something.
Oh, did she? That was nice. Yeah, I have a sister. She gave me a shell. Yes.
Also, didn't you say I was your great uncle Henry?
Yes. So I've seen family. Tick. Yeah, okay. I just feel like I'm going to have to make choices. Okay, let's see family then.
You're going to see family?
Yeah.
Describe who you meet. And I tell you what, as you're visiting family, you're visiting your home planet, you can receive one useful item as a gift.
Oh, do I have to choose the useful item now?
Yes. Unless, if you want, they can have given you, Jesus. They can have given you a wrapped gift that you may choose to unwrap anytime you like.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Who gave it you?
Auntie Jill.
Cool.
Who's my favourite auntie.
She's your favourite auntie. Good. One fond memory you have of Auntie Jill.
She's the one who took me out into the deep water, my first time to see the whales.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you wouldn't get to see them now with all that pollution.
No, in fact, there is one just like floating belly up in the harbour there.
Oh, no. Also, we've got a little meat machine for that. Cool, yes, me and Auntie Jill. I think she would insist on cooking as a slap-up meal.
Excellent. What is the national food of Aquaria?
Smoked swordfish.
Nice. There you go. Smoked swordfish. Lovely. Right, what are we going to do? Are we off to Sionis? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think cool. So. Yeah, let's go
going
to Sionis.
To Sionis, which is in the white section. Sionis is, you know, just a bog standard planet. There's lots of cities. You can see the bright lights shining from space. It's very industrial. It's all just, you know, cities, buildings, skyscrapers. It's like a modern civilized planet situation. As you get into orbit, first of all, Merlin, can you roll your Anamon acceptance dice for Sionis?
5.
5. You are good. Anamon are fine on Sionis. Okay, as you're going, rather than a computer request, you all simultaneously hear a voice in your mind.
Welcome to Sionis space. State your purpose.
Surely you already know.
Shit. We need to check if your words match your deepest intentions.
We wish to consult a scientist about the problem on Aquaria and also anyone that might be willing to help us find a missing crew member.
Interesting. You have permission to visit the scientist Endar, although I cannot sense him. Here are the coordinates for his lab.
Cool, thanks.
coordinates. Space coordinates.
I feel like we're going to find a corpse and then we're going to be accused of murder.
Neutron.
Hello.
Do you know, you're the smartest one of us all. In very particular ways. Is there a way to block them from reading our minds?
Yes. Let's say there is.
I can make you a hat, Jack.
Tinfoil hat.
Legit what I was thinking, but...
I was thinking more like Magneto's helmet, but now I'm thinking tinfoil hat.
And if Meredith makes it for you lovingly, you're going to have to wear it even when it doesn't work.
You can just hear her already getting out the tinfoil.
Are you equipping yourselves with Meredith Atlantic copyright tinfoil hats?
I have no secrets. I don't need one, but I have made Jack one, and it is magnificent.
You made just one for Jack.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely wear it.
Excellent.
Well, you look very handsome, Jack.
Thank you. I admire the craftsmanship on this thing. It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Do I have a good profile while wearing it?
Yes. You can be soldier or sailor.
Wow. Yeah, it's so, what do you call that? Adaptable? Thanks, Meredith. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's hurry things along. Are you going to fly to the lab?
Yes.
I love it if we're like, no, we're going to film.
We were thinking of maybe like a casual stroll through the garden.
It's a 3-day trek. We're going to describe every awkward minute of it.
You get to Endar's lab. You notice that the door is ajar. You push open the door and there
you
is...
You have to twist open a jar?
Oh!
Sorry.
The room is in utter disarray. There's papers all over the floor. There's smashed vials, etc. And like complete surprise, like no one predicted, there is a brutally murdered Esperon scientist lying face down on the floor. Dun dun dun! Unexpected cliffhanger. The end.
To be continued.